Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Carlos Santana bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com. I encourage you to check out his website. Sam, thanks again for being here. We've been talking a little bit about the economy. Why things are still struggling. You know, Sam, if you know, we spend a lot of time on employment, but the truth is as long as employment is tough, we're not going to have this is a consumer economy. Consumers are employees. As long as we have tough employment situations like we do now, not only the quantity of jobs, but the quality of jobs, meaning the pay scale, as long as we have that, consumers are not going to be as flush as they should be, and therefore the economy is going to be dragging a little bit, right?
Well, we do recognize that employment actually has improved. It's just not improving at a rate we'd like. But if we look around and see some areas of the economy that are really cooking, one of them would be automobiles.
Yep.
The dealers are selling every car they can get. The automobile industry is reporting a sharp rebound upward in profits. They're doing fine. And when people are buying cars, it's an indication that they're feeling at least somewhat better. And so I think that's a sign that we're doing better. At the same time, I think it's going to be a gradual climb. I'm concerned if the Federal Reserve tries to raise interest rates later this year, which is broadly predicted, that would be a mistake.
It's I predicted early. That they wouldn't.
Well,
because I don't think they should.
I don't think they should. The general outlook has been that that around mid-year they would be raising interest rates. Now that's drifting more toward maybe in September. Maybe they will, but at the same time, I think it would be my own judgment about it is it would be premature and cut off what good is going on.
The reason I don't think that they will is because, and this might be I might be naive about this. I might be a little romantic about this, Sam. But the thing is that if they raise, the people who are predicting that they raise rates pretty much have an eye on Wall Street. They don't really have much of an eye on Main Street.
Yeah.
And I believe Yellen is more. I'm not saying she's a Main Street thinker. I just think she takes Main Street into mind. I predicted 2 years ago that she would pay more attention to small banks, to community banks.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Well, did you see that one of the new governors is a former small banker?
Well, that was.
So I predicted that for 14. That came to pass in 15.
Yeah.
So my point is I think she's a little more. She has more of an eye on Main Street than past chairmen have. That's the reason why I think she won't raise rates. What do you think?
When I first read that she was getting somebody from a small bank, I thought, oh my. Mercy sakes! A small banker is great for small businesses, but do they have the perspective to be on the Federal Reserve?
Oh yeah!
But it turns out that the individual that she got has great broad perspective.
One of the best guys they could have chosen died last April. Mike Menzies, who was a member of my brain trust, he would have been an outstanding governor for the Fed. He was sharper than any of the guys on the Fed in the Fed right now. And we lost him last April.
I'm glad she got somebody with high capability and not with a broad perspective. Small bankers are great folks, but you think of them as being customer service people who are there to make loans and help finance.
They can't
small
do that. For 20 years though, Sam, they haven't been able to be that. They've had to be bigger thinkers, and I know them well, and so I'm glad to see this. But quickly, Sam, 40 seconds, your thoughts on where things are going to be the rest of the year?
I think it's going to be a slow grind toward improvement, despite what else is going on in the rest of the world. We're watching what happens in Greece and Europe, and we're watching a slowdown in China. But I think for us, we're going to pull this in the USA. We're going to pull this global economy on the positive side. I'm optimistic, but it'll be slow.
Yeah, so many factors, so many variables still to play out. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back, though, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.